Yeah, after listening to all this, texter on the text line writing about these people. This FBI is who is investigating Sheriff Chuck Wright for nepotism. Yeah. I got to tell you, I really, and I don't know if you feel the same way about this. You know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would see somebody like, you know, Chuck Wright, who resigned over the Memorial Day weekend. He says he has a health diagnosis. I don't know if that's his addiction or if it's some other kind of health diagnosis. But I get how you feel. Texter writes, but Chuck Wright is getting investigated for nepotism by the FBI. Yes, this FBI. Where you, and we finally got the unredacted, just if you're just tuning in, we finally got the unredacted text this weekend thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley. Why Kash Patel and Dan Bongino would have redacted those texts to protect these guys, I don't know. But it's Elvis Chan finding out. Elvis Chan was the chief censor for the FBI, censored me, censored a whole lot of other people, wiped out tens of thousands of accounts, millions of posts taken down before him, all true because of him. He was a godlike figure. Truly. This is a guy who, listen, had godlike powers, subpoenaed by Congress, not once, but twice, 2023 and 2024, defied the subpoenas. The FBI sent him out of the country. Why? Because he's a criminal. That's why. He's a criminal. We still can't get a straight answer as to whether he's been fired from the FBI. But what they are saying is he has not accessed any of his devices in about 3 months. So he's out of the chain. We need him gone, and then we need him in handcuffs. Because it turns out he knew darn well Hunter Biden was under investigation for laundering the bribes from China that he took on behalf of his father, at least $20 million. We know that now. And so did Elvis Chan. When he lied to Twitter and lied to Facebook to get Kayleigh McEnany, Donald Trump, the New York Post, and so many others, Miranda Devine silenced. Knew that the laptop had to be covered up, because if the laptop wasn't covered up, people start looking at what was on the laptop, and that was money laundering. That was the Chinese bribery. Joe Biden wasn't getting elected. And so not only did they censor me and the New York Post and Donald Trump and Kayleigh McEnany and anyone who might have spoken of it, not only did they do that, which was bad enough, they put Hunter Biden in the White House. And we're now finding out he's the one, along with three others, who was running the country. Profoundly compromised individual. What a time to be living in. All of this, while the same, FBI, was trying to put Trump in prison. And never forget, on the classified documents case alone, Trump faced 335 years, 30 felony charges, 35 actually, for doing exactly what Joe Biden did. But they just patted him on the head and sent him on his way. Boy, it's a gut punch, isn't it? When you see all of this. Texter writes, hey, Terry, you were overlooking the influence in the Biden administration of radical Anita Dunn in the first 2 years, Ron Klain. Yes, Ron Klain was one of those as well. He was Biden's former chief of staff when Biden was vice president and an advisor slash, operator in the Politburo for a lot of the term. This is why all this had to be hidden. This is why Trump had to go to prison. And you know what is interesting, folks? Antonio Gracias, Elon Musk friend, gazillionaire, he's working with Doge right now. And you know what he said over the weekend on the All In podcast? It was really crazy. He said, you know, after looking inside and what was going on and the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars being stolen from the American people, a lot of it funneled into various Democrat organizations and coffers. He said America was on the verge of becoming a kleptocracy. And if Trump hadn't won, it would be. It would be a kleptocracy. What is a kleptocracy? What is that? What does that mean? Here's the definition. Derived from the ancient Greek words meaning thief and rule, it refers to a form of government where leaders use their political power to enrich themselves at the expense of the public, ultimately involving stealing public funds and resources. So this is not just garden variety. Yeah, they're corrupt. Yeah, they hook up their friends. That goes on all the time and always will. This will never change. No, this is a step further. where you use the levers of power to steal from an ever more impoverished public. Here's Antonio Gracias on what he found in Doge over the weekend on the All In podcast.
Sort of extraordinary what's happening. Milan said this public, right? Fraud, waste, and abuse. He thinks kind of 10% of the budget is probably fraud. I think it might be low, actually. So you're talking about $650 billion, a trillion in waste. I think that's probably about right. But what's really serious about it, Jason, for me, and what scared me when this started, I thought we had a democracy that had turned into a bureaucracy. What I'm afraid of now is we have a bureaucracy that is about to turn into a kleptocracy. I mean, a Latin American style kleptocracy. Okay, the stuff you're talking about, that is pure fraud. And we're making some jokes out of it, the DIA musical. But if you go into the data that's coming out of USAID, what you find is there's a lot of political contributions going on there. I mean, that is pure corruption. That's like a Latin American style autocracy. And we cannot let it go there. I think this happened just in the nick of time. 80 plus people there, all patriots, gone full time to make this happen. So I'm just so grateful. It's sort of extraordinary what's happening.
Yes, it is. It's extraordinary what is happening. Folks, and do you see what just happened? Trump is trying to cut the funds from NPR and PBS, and a liberal judge has just said he can't do it. Okay, here's what's going to happen, because we already know this from Russ Vogt, who is awesome, who's his budget director. Russ Vogt has said on podcast, we're going to give Republicans a chance to revoke, that's about $9 billion, to revoke this funding. Not in the big, beautiful bill. We're going to let that pass. Then we're going to come back and cut it through rescissions. Rescission bills only require 51 votes in the Senate and 51% of the vote in the House. But right now, Trump's trying to defund them through executive order, and a judge is saying no. And that's what's driving Elon Musk nuts. Look, we could have just cut this. Holy cow. Speaking of declassification, folks, do you remember the creepy Biden red speech? Where he was standing there, like, with that red light on him, with the Marines standing behind him. And he talked about how the biggest threat to America was domestic terrorism from MAGA, from Trump supporters. We were, you know, very scary, and we needed to be, you know, rounded up, I guess, by guys like the Marine in the background. I guess that was the point of it. Well, behind the scenes, we didn't know what they were doing to us because they classified it. We classified it because they were breaking the law. They were violating the Constitution, violating our basic civil rights. Tulsi Gabbard, who is now the highest ranked spy in the nation, the director of national intelligence, is even above the CIA or the FBI directors, is now declassifying what they did. She's been doing it over the last few weeks, and it's horrifying. Last week, we learned they classified their program to debank and censor and spy on people who objected to their policies, conservatives. This week, we've got another round of declassifications showing that Biden, his administration, was secretly classifying Americans as domestic violent extremists. You got a threat tag put on you and they watched you. Well, for what? Threatening violence or no? Having the wrong belief system. Well, what kind of beliefs are we talking about? Take a listen. Folks, and as you listen to this, understand something, okay? We are in a time that America has never, ever been in before. What this means, what you're about to hear means, from now on, whenever they win the presidency, we, this half of the country, me and you, are at dire risk of losing all of our rights. Our right to free speech, our right to freedom of religion, our basic right to even access the financial system, all is a punishment for wrong think. Every time going forward now they win, we are going to lose our basic Bill of Rights guarantees that Washington and his men fought and in some cases died for. And we will not know till they leave office if we ever get them back again or if we need to shoot our way out of it. That's where we are. Every time they win now, because this is what they did last time. And here's, I want to set this up one more time before I play this from Tulsi, because it is so shocking. They thought when they were doing this, that we were never going to win another election again. They had gotten away with massive fraud in 2020. They were using illegal immigrant voters, ghost voters, dead voters, voters from other states, voting in two states. You know the list. I've done too many podcasts and too many shows on it. You know how they did it. And what was going on at the time? GOP leadership, including Kevin McCarthy, didn't want to hear it. They didn't want Trump to say it. They wanted him to shut up. Every time they did interviews, they said it wasn't real. Democrats won fair and square. They knew, they thought they had us. And they could begin the persecution. They could begin to let the mask slip. They could begin to let us see who they are and what they would do with power. And this is what they did with power. And I'm sorry, if this is not on that list that came out for investigation from Bongino and Cash, shame on them this weekend. This is what you investigate, and people need to go to prison for what I'm about to play for you. This is what they did.
That when you look at the language of these documents that I've declassified, the Biden administration's designation of potential violent domestic extremists, it really talks about people who may likely turn out to be domestic violent extremists, or those who may likely turn to violence because of these specific quote unquote ideologies that they hold. And there's a consistent thread through here that these ideologies that they are designating as turning into potentially violent activities or being manifested in violent activities happen to be those of people who were using their First Amendment rights to oppose certain policies of the Biden administration, those who opposed the COVID vaccine mandates, those who opposed the mask mandates, parents who were concerned that their children going to school may be forcibly vaccinated with the COVID vaccine without the consent or awareness of parents. The list goes on and on, but it's not exclusive to this. You know, people who were opposed to Biden's border policy, for example, could therefore have propensities to join a militia or could become these domestic violent extremists that we're talking about here.
They put threat tags on us. Why? Based on your belief system. Based on saying things like masks don't work. Criticizing the Biden administration threat tags, and they followed you. They spied on you. They tracked you. They built lists of you. Some people were debanked. Others were censored. Some had both happen to them, including Melania Trump and Barron Trump, Trump family. This is what they do when they think that they're never going to lose an election again. Can you imagine if amnesty occurred and we had, what, 45 blue states in this country? Can you even imagine what they'd do? She continued. She was talking about how all of this happened around the time of that terrifying Biden, you know, red Biden, red Brandon speech.
It's important to look at this in the totality and the sequence of how this happened. These documents were issued in December of 2021. You remember very well, Will, the speech, the ominous speech that President Biden gave in 2022, where with this red background and Marines standing in the background, he issued an address to the nation warning the American people that Donald J. Trump and MAGA Republicans pose a direct threat to the fabric of our republic. And then you put that together with how the FBI and others within the Biden administration directed social media companies to censor Americans and undermine our First Amendment rights because, of course, they don't, the social media companies don't want to be in a position to support the spread of domestic violent extremism. So when you look at all of these things together, you understand at its core the thing that I committed to the American people to root out, which is the weaponization and politicization of the intelligence community and national security state against the American people.
And they classified it to hide their crimes. Now that should be on the list of three main investigations right there that Bongino and Patel are doing. I don't care about Hunter Biden's cocaine. I don't care. I know it was his. Maybe he and Joe shared it. I don't know. I don't care. Don't care. Don't waste your time on it. This, do this. Why isn't this on the list? Now the pipe bomber, getting a pipe bomber, that's a good one out of the three. You pull that thread, it's going to go right back to the FBI or the DOJ or both. That was a setup. That's why the FBI could get over 1,000 people who never even entered the Capitol. I'm still to this day don't understand how they were charged with anything because they didn't trespass. Just by triangulating on their cell phones, they can get to pipe bomber too if they want him. You know how many cameras there are in DC? They can get that guy. But the trail will lead right back to them. I know it. They know it. So that's a good one. That okay, let's do that. But let's do this too. We don't need to know about the cocaine. Don't care. I don't care who leaked the Supreme Court decision. Besides, that wasn't illegal anyway. They should be fired, but it wasn't illegal. This, This is the thread you pull. Why won't they pull it? Now, let's hope that Bongino and Patel, what's going on is they are pulling it. They're doing it behind the scenes. They're not announcing it. Actually, that's the way I'd prefer for it to be done. Let's hope that's the case. Because believe me, I want to be wrong about this. But this is what we need to look at. Tulsi is, this is exactly what she should be doing.